This is the AI Minute brought to you by GigaOM. I'm Byron Reese. I'm one of the ones that believes we can never run out of jobs, that as long as there are people, they can take technology and take an item and make that item worth more, and that that difference in what they make it worth is their wage. So while I think we may not run out of jobs, it is worth exploring what those jobs of the future may pay. There is, of course, no law in economics that guarantees that there will always be plenty of high-paying jobs. Wages obey the same laws of supply and demand as the price of any other scarce item. Wages do have a natural upper limit to the amount of value someone is able to create. If you take a piece of paper and a pencil and then draw a picture in an hour that sells for $10, then $10 an hour is the upper limit of the wage that you can be paid to do that job. On this front, technology helps everyone out, and that we're all able to do more with technology than without it. But what is the lower limit of what our artists may earn? Well, absent laws to the contrary, there is no lower limit. And the more people there are who want to draw for a living, the closer to zero the wage will be pushed. The supply of budding actors is in such excess over the demand that you can get actors to work for free, say, in a low-budget indie film. So the real question is, what will the supply and demand for labor look like in the years to come? The pessimistic view says that as technology displaces human workers, the number of people looking for work will rise, causing wages to fall. But another scenario is the fact that 10,000 baby boomers retire every single day in the United States. The supply of laborers will shrink faster than any displacement can make up for it, and this will cause wages to rise.